Welcome to Squawk 1200. I'm Fareed Guillot.
I'm Paul Pridecker. We've had a great week. We're making it through AirVenture and having some great guests.
Yeah, this is going to be your final show for this year, at least.
For this year, but I look forward to next year, probably
starting
next
week. Make
it a good
one, Paul.
I'm working on it. We're always a work in progress, you know.
Four minutes past 12 o'clock, 72 degrees, 72 for the high, so we've already met expectations. Our first guest is Earl Lawrence. I first met him. He was a longtime director of governmental relations for the EAA when I also served on staff. And then he went off to the FAA for several different positions. And now he is with X-Wing as the Chief Compliance and Quality Officer. Welcome, Earl.
Thank you. Great to be here. It's always great to be here in this Oshkosh week.
And you're also helping out EA just a little bit.
Yes,
as well.
Absolutely. I'm a volunteer here this week, along with other thousands of others in the government host department. A very appropriate. Recently retired from the FAA, so I get to help the FAA folks understand what we do here and how important it is to society. And hopefully they can make some changes along the way that'll help everybody on this field be more affordable and accessible aviation.
And X-Wing's an amazing story. And how's it going? What are some of your initiatives and what kind of successes are you seeing?
Well, yeah, X-Wing's a great organization. And for those who, who the heck is that X-Wing? Isn't that a Star Wars fighter out there someplace? what we do is we're really two major organizations. One's X-Wing Air, and we're a UPS feeder. So we're flying caravans around the country at multiple locations. We've got two repair stations. We're about 135 operations flying Cessna caravans around and feeding cargo into the UPS system. And then we have the engineering half of the organization, and we're automating those caravans and ultimately taking the pilot out, which is just such a fun and exciting thing to do. And we've got a prototype flying in California, and we've been demonstrating that for a couple of years now.
In looking at some of the progression of the work you've been doing, you have several stages that you're looking at: research and development, piloted cargo, as you've been talking about, experimental cargo operations. I believe you're completed that stage and you're working on what's called the super pilot certification.
Yes, the super pilot certification. We're not really completely removing the pilot out. And it's one of the things that I really appreciate. One of the things at the FAA when I was the head of aircraft certification, I saw everybody trying to, try to accomplish too much in one project. Okay, I want to see all this stuff advanced either. But, aviation works incrementally, and, this is one of the things we're doing. So we're not replacing the pilots. We still have remote pilots. They're still fully qualified. They fly the line on the caravans. We're an existing air carrier operation, fully licensed, not looking to change any of that, with a well-known TC'd aircraft that is super safe, and then adding the super pilot onto it just to make it easier. So the pilots don't have to, for example, sit for 10 hours in a hotel room waiting to do the literally 45-minute flight back.
And we've all done that, haven't we?
Yes.
We've all done that. What? So you have an interesting, set of background and credentials coming from the FAA, and now you're in this part of industry. What kind of collaboration have you had with the FAA as it regards integration into the airspace system?
Sure. Lots of great collaboration. We have an agreement with the Unmanned Aircraft Integration Office. And again, that's more of an exchange of safety information and data and information about, and they're helping us because there's changes working with air traffic, working with flight standards, working with aircraft certification, and being able to work across the organization. We're also working with the Alaska test site right now, that's an unmanned test site, and on a NASA project and an FAA project where we're looking at what's it like to do air traffic control on a larger UAS, something that's moving cargo around in different environments. And so we're just kicking off that project right now. So, we're coordinating with a lot of government agencies and everybody we can to advance this technology forward.
Our guest is Earl Lawrence, Chief Compliance and Quality Officer for X-Wing. Of course, he served with the EAA and the FAA. Where, you know, remote piloting or remote controlled piloting, even for large aircrafts, existed for decades. And it's been refined and refined. And recently, I would say within the last year, there's a video out of this robot kind of helping to fly an Airbus.
Right.
Talk a little bit about some of this technology, without giving anything away, that you have been developing in the what's in the flight deck of this Caravan.
Sure. So the Super Pilot, as you've said, is not a completely new concept. Look at the great accomplishment Garmin had. Just last year with the Autoland system, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and the emergency Autoland system. And before that, we have what we call the Cat 3 landing system and the large aircraft, which is basically an Autoland system, mm-hmm. okay? So auto landing isn't the biggest thing. The beauty of this aircraft is it starts up. It goes through all the control checks, you know, aileron up, all the normal control checks, the engine checks, then taxis per ATC instructions, all on its own, clearing obstacles, and then flies to its destination and does that landing and taxis to its spot as well. So, you know, all that makes it a little bit different than others. And then the big thing that is new that everyone has struggled with is the detect and avoid. You know, the onboard ability to detect what we call non-cooperative aircraft out there. So those are the people who are not squawking out there. We love you too. And so we're developing radar equipment and optical equipment that can find those other aircraft. But, you know, in our case, we're an air carrier. We're operating IFR. Primarily, so we're not getting down in people's ways and things like that. But we still have to detect the people who don't, you know, who aren't required to participate in the system.
Yeah, Earl, was the Caravan a good fit for this? Is it a good platform for what you're doing?
It's a great platform. One, it's not that fast, right? You know, I mean, we're you know, so it actually reduces the problems of collision avoidance, right? And two, it's well seen. You know, other pilots can see it. You know, you're not some little teeny thing that's hard to find. You can hang a lot of equipment and things off of it and a lot of cargo. So it was perfectly suited. And actually, some of my counterparts at X-Wing that are on the air carrier side called it, it's the modern day DC-3.
Wow.
Well, because it's unpressurized. You can beat the heck out of them. They go on and they go
and they
go.
They're pretty robust.
And they're very robust and they're everywhere in the world. Yeah. And so that's why it was such a great place to start there.
I guess it could be described, the Caravan has kind of a thick wing. And one of the things you mentioned on your website is 360-degree sensing. So we're talking about some of the intangibles that pilots say that automated flight can't do. How do you address ice sensing? Because in a Caravan, you know, the pilot just is going to get that big old D-cell flashlight out in there and look and see how the build's going and things like that.
Been there and done that. And then as many of us, many GA airplanes, what do we look at? We look at that outside, the old-fashioned outside air temperature probe that stuck out there, usually where the ice is forming first. So, yeah, definitely. That's the fun about being an existing air carrier operation who's doing that day in, day out. We got the pilots involved in this and the experience. We know where ice forms on the aircraft, what it has to do, and pay attention to that. There are ice sensors. They're TSO. That's an existing piece of equipment. Collins makes them. We're installing that equipment. But that's not enough, right? We're looking at temperature. We're looking at cameras. Good old-fashioned cameras as well. So it's a combination of sensors and forecasting and knowing what kind of environment we're in. And then changing your procedures. So these aircraft already have anti-ice. I don't want to call it de-ice. Anti-ice, right? A lot of them are TKS.
Big distinction there.
Yeah, TKS, some of them boots. But you can turn it on earlier and things like that. You know, so, you have to have the airframe originally.
Yeah, just for some of those things. TKS is just like the weeping wing, as they call it.
Yep.
The boots blow things off, and then the airplanes that I fly have enough excess
hot air
right. to actually have heated wings. So, it's an interesting challenge to decide what's the best for the platform, especially remotely.
Right. Well, and that's the great thing is starting with a type certified aircraft to start with. We are not reinventing that. We're taking advantage of all that learning and experience, and we're tackling a tough problem. It's not easy, but we're not trying to do it all at once. Just the next one. As I always said, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time.
What about career opportunities? It sounds like X-Wing is growing and doing good things. Are there some possibilities? And
we're hiring pilots. All anybody right. who's a can be a qualified caravan pilot. I mean, it sounds funny. Why am I talking about hiring pilots? We really do need pilots. Go to our go to the Martin Air website. Actually, that's what you're looking. If you're looking for that, Martin Air. That's actually us. And please, you know, anybody here, especially EAers, put that down. You know, I mean. Look, at we really do need pilots, and you won't be replaced for some time here.
I will mention that I work for the company that is fed by your 135, and so it's going to be really interesting because we've seen some of that we've seen some of that news released about some of the, especially with VTOL as well. So some of certainly they're working at the feeders to kind of test some of this new technology and see how it works, so that it can slowly migrate to the top level.
Yeah, I mean, we look forward to the day when we're moving on to electric powered and changing the way we do things. It's just that that's where things going. And so I want to, you know, X-Wing does want to stay out in front, and we want to continue to improve technology. But the first thing is, you know, make it a little bit easier on the pilot so they don't have to spend so much time out on the road. And you can get a shift and you can be home. And, you know, what a great thing to have.
Earl, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been great to see Earl Lawrence, Chief Compliance and Quality Officer for X-Wing. You're listening to EAA Radio.